obviously. Perhaps you could tell me what you remember about this room very early on in 25.
The big table was here. And as a child, I remember when we had the tennis court, we would play tennis and then come in and we'd play table tennis.
What do you remember the table looking like?
Painted. Yes, a wooden table. Mm-hmm. More utility.
Yes.
Than anything. It wasn't a fancy table.
And did you know that that was the original table? Was that kind of assumed by you, or did you ever kind of realize that?
I assumed it was, but I have no recollection of any earlier table.
Okay, that's fine. And it was fairly big.
Oh, yes, it
ping pong size table,
yes.
Just
shy of a ping pong table.
Okay, maybe we'll go around the room from this very back wall that's now out. When you came in from the kitchen door, there was a chimney that was added later by your father.
Yes.
Coming down. What do you remember against that wall?
A sideboard.
A sideboard.
Well, that's what we called it.
Uh-huh.
It was like a buffet, and let me see. It had two drawers across, and then cupboard underneath with doors open this way. I think there was a mirror back. And the wooden frame.
Ah.
We called it a sideboard.
Okay, and it kind of looked like one to you.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
Or my mother called it that, I remember.
And between the back door, was there anything? There was just a sideboard against the back wall.
There was right there, yes.
And this side door, was this used often by the family, this side door?
Oh, we used it a lot, yes, because that went out to the side garden.
Yes.
And we had veranda there, and the big cherry tree.
Is that the, the big cherry tree out by the tennis courts, right?
And that's where that picture of the swing, big swing my father put in there.
When did he put that in, right away or later on?
He was always doing something,
yeah.
And I don't know just when, but he put that in for us to play.
Yeah. Do you remember it being around when you came in 25, or what is it, a little later?
No, I'm sure my father put it in.
Okay.
Yes.
Along this wall, between the door and the window, was there anything along there?
I don't remember anything there, Jim. This is where that clock sat, though.
Oh, the clock sat here?
Yes, on the wall.
There was a shelf in there?
There was a shelf there, and the clock sat there.
Okay,
yes.
Between there's three panels here, and you remember it being on the middle panel, and we'll probably find some screw holes there.
Yes, and that's where, and it was a brown wooden type of frame or box.
Oh,
Brent has the clock?
Brent?
I didn't know he had
Your son Brent has the
yes,
clock.
Yes, I didn't know he had it.
You think he has the clock?
Yes.
Yes.
He still has that clock.
Okay, I'll have to ask him about that because we'd love to see it. And it was on a high shelf, a small shelf up there.
Small shelf just for, and it did chime the hours.
Yes.
And you're talking about the sounds, and that was definitely a sound in the old home.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the boards always being painted? The boards in the whole room?
Yes.
This room was always painted for you?
You know, I don't remember the ceiling painted.
Ah.
No, I don't think that's it, John.
Now, there was a story you told me about a bullet being fired off into the ceiling.
Yes. And I believe that's in a corner.
Just above the door here, the side door.
Just above the side
door. What was the story that you heard about it?
My Uncle Bob was cleaning his rifle.
Uh-huh.
And didn't realize there was ammunition in his rifle, and it went off, fortunately, through the ceiling.
Through the ceiling, and you remember a patch being there?
Yes, it was like a plaster or that type of a patch, and it was just painted over, as I remember.
Painted over, but you always remember it being there.
But I don't remember the ceiling being painted in
No.
this. No. could be this paneling was not painted. I'm not sure about that, Jim, but I'm pretty sure the ceiling was not.
Was not painted. It was just the paneling below it.
Well, it could be that the paneling was not painted up.
Either.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure what was.
No.
Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Let's move around to this corner between the two windows at the back corner.
This is where the leather couch
was stretching between the two.
Yes.
And it was it was just very low, I would
suspect.
It was
low. It was a homemade couch.
Yes.
And not too comfortable. It was
no.
hard. It was hard. Yes. I often thought of my grandfather, you know, it could have been a little softer.
Yes.
But he had a pillow, and he used to rest on this couch.
Was it entirely flat, or was it sloped at one end?
It was, as I say, homemade, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a padded seat covered with a leather type of upholstery. And then the back...
Oh, it had a back to it.
Yes,
it had
a back.
Okay.
Yes, and it was padded and covered.
Now, did this... was the leather actually studded, or was it just flat?
It was flat.
It was flat. And
yes.
Was it a dark leather?
Yes.
Very dark, like a dark brown or a lighter brown?
Middle.
Middle brown.
It was not very dark brown, but it was... I would class it as dark brown.
Okay, what about the legs? Do you remember those at all?
To my mind, they were just wooden pieces of board. There wasn't anything fancy about this.
Nothing fancy. It was just...
Nothing fancy.
Just homemade.
This.
Somebody had made it for that corner specifically.
Yes, just as a couch.
Uh-huh.
There.
Okay, let's move around. That's interesting. And Jesse always had his naps there.
That's where he had his naps.
With a bit of a pillow in the corner.
Yes. And this is where the rocker...
The rocker was here?
Yes.
Right beside, between the window and the stove.
And the stove. The rocker was here.
Uh-huh.
And we always had nice homemade cushions with covers, flowered covers, patterned material.
Okay. And we'll get to the focal point of the room where the stove was.
Oh, that magnificent stove. Oh, I remember it so well with the big warming oven on the top. I guess originally it was a wood stove.
Yes.
Yes, it was wood because we had the wood piled on the veranda.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and it was a marvelous stove. And
can you describe it a little bit more as in terms of like how much black or nickel plating it had on it? Did it have legs or did it go right?
It
had legs.
As I remember it, it had legs, and the front of the oven door was nickel plated. Also, I believe the door on the warming closet was nickel plated too. And of course, there was a handle where you lifted the handle up.
Right. And you don't remember the name of the stove. I think I asked you this before.
You did.
That's all right. I don't blame you for not remembering it.
Well, it wasn't important to me.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Now, this corner was a big, quite a work area, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And this was the sink, the only sink we had originally.
Yes.
Was here. And did we have running water? Of course we had running water when we first moved on. Because the bath was adjacent there. Yes, so they... But this is where the sink was, and there was a little drain board.
A little drain board.
Came up to here.
Came right up to the wall.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Was it a very deep sink, or was it shallow?
It was... quite shallow.
So about 7 to 8 inches?
Yes.
Something like that?
Six or something. Look how low it was, too.
Yes, could you imagine washing it?
Oh.
That must have been very annoying.
Mother.
Yes.
My poor mother.
Okay. Do you remember anything on the walls in this corner area?
I do know, you can see there, my father had a mirror here, but he used to do his shaving here.
Oh, did he really?
Yes.
Well, of course, with the only water in the house.
Yes, and we had a towel bar here, and one on the back of the door. I remember one of these roller towels.
Oh, really?
On the back of the door, and with the long—you know how these long towels, roller towels.
You actually had a fixture with this one of.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it was just a towel. But how do you describe it?
It was a long piece of linen, about like you get in the restrooms today. Only it was in a. Sewn together to have a
bottle. It was sewn together, you see.
Oh, really?
So that it was like...
that.
Yes, yes, it was. And there was a bar at the top so that you could take the towel out.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it would just be here. And
yes.
You'd take the towel out to wash it. And
oh, isn't that neat?
Just replace it there.
That's the first I've heard of that.
Oh.
See, so you're helping us today.
Well, I don't know.
Do you remember it being there in 25?
No.
A warming?
No, I don't remember the clothes rack. I think probably my father. But I do remember that fixture there, Jim. You asked about this.
Oh, one. Yes, that's a new
and
light fixture.
No,
and we've got an old one here.
There was just simply a cord hanging with a light.
Was that the only one in the room? Do you know?
No, there had to be one.
Oh, in the center over there above the table?
Probably they took a cord from here over there.
That's interesting, yes. Yeah, that looks like the ones up in the bedrooms upstairs.
Mm-hmm. That's the original.
Okay. What about this little shelf here? Was that always there?
No.
No?
No.
The shelf between the old bathroom and the
this
sink?
This is where that piece of furniture sat that had the, like for baking, it had the...
the oak cabinet, I think.
Yes, with the cylinders to store sugar and flour.
Okay, we have one like it in Elworth House, and I'm going to show it you later and see
if
that's
where,
what
that's
it was.
Where it sat.
Right there. Well,
yes.
That would be a convenient right close to the stove and everywhere else.
And then, of course, my mother did her baking on the counter.
Ah.
You see, right there.
Uh-huh. Now, do you remember the bathroom and the...
Yes,
and the,
yes, I do.
The pantry before it was changed?
I don't remember anything but the bath in here. Just the bath, and it had the... And as you say, probably it was moved up to when the bathroom was.
Do you know where the taps, which side the taps were on? Were they towards the sink?
My common sense tells me they were, but I remember them here.
You remember them at the other end?
I thought I did.
Away from the sink.
No, my common sense tells me they would be over there.
Yes, you can see the marks where the doors were, how it was changed. Now, around this corner, there was the pantry, as others have told me.
Yes. And she went in the door here, and there was storage. I tend to think they were just open shelves.
Open shelves.
In the pantry.
Actually, that cabinet came from this side of the chimney. But how do you remember the pantry being when you walked in? Did it have a window to begin with, or was that added later?
I believe that was added later, Jim.
Okay.
I'm not sure on that.
That's fine. What do you remember when you walked into the room? On the left-hand side, what did you see?
Storage shelves. Just shelves.
Shelves?
Open shelves.
Right up to the ceiling? Or up high, anyways?
Yes. And quite a distance apart, as I remember. Not
Were they quite wide, those shelves?
Yes.
Like deep, I mean.
Yes.
Yes, the space would indicate that they were deep.
So there was just a walk space.
Inside.
Inside.
What was, okay.
Yes.
What was below those shelves?
I can't remember.
Do you remember any sort of a counter in this room, or?
No,
at all? No?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No. Just a storage area.
Okay, what about straight ahead of you when you walked in towards the outside wall?
All I can remember is shelves in there, Jim.
Now, I've heard from others that there was a flour bin and a sugar bin, perhaps, in this room. Mm-hmm. Pull-out ones that were low. Do you remember where those could have been?
Oh.
Ones that pulled out from the wall?
Yes, yes. Now you've got me. Because that was built into storage area. So there must have been a storage area with a counter.